Following the US Festival, you'll be starting pre-production on your next album?
Yeah, I'm thinking about maybe starting my record in July, and maybe try to get it out in, like, right before the first of the year.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see how that works out.
How do you foresee it differing from American Fool?
Oh, well, I hope it's different.
Yeah. Have you got some of the tunes?
I'm going to try to make really keep the living room in the record.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Just really keep the, like, I make all my records in a little farmhouse in Indiana anyway.
Uh-huh.
And I really want it to be raw, real, real raw sounding and real non-polished.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to try to make the record consistent where, you know, like, I made a record called the John Cougar record that came out about 78,
uh-huh.
which I thought was kind of a consistent record that all
yeah,
the songs...
Yeah, I think so, too. It's a good record.
That all the songs were tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
But the next two records that followed, I kind of felt like, well, there were some strong songs and there were some shitty songs.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of felt like that was because I was under pressure from the record company to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm under that pressure with this record. So if it turns out good, then great. If it doesn't, then all right. We'll have to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. We used to be writing about the same things?
No.
Your experiences?
No? No. Writing about a whole bunch of different... No. No, definitely. There'll be no songs about Jack and Diane on this record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm doing a song called Lovin' Mother Fire.
Pardon?
We did a song called Lovin' Mother For Ya.
Uh-huh.
It says, squeeze me, girls, don't let me fall.
Mm-hmm.
I want to walk, don't want to crawl. And then the girls go, we want to make you feel like a man after all. And then I say, let me put my kicking mule into your stall. I'll be a kicking mother for ya, don't you know? And when you sing it, it sounds like kicking motherfucker, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, I tell you, I've really been influenced lately by Prince, who had the balls to do what I always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I always wanted to write songs like Head, but always was afraid to.
Yeah.
So this way it works out pretty good.
Yeah. You've got more freedom, do you? To...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best thing about the whole deal,
mm-hmm.
is that I don't really feel like I have to follow any trends or fashions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never wanted to before, but I'm really not going to now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's it.